The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweis, and this is the Stoic Jew podcast, where we explore the relationship between Judaism and Stoicism. Today's reading is from Marcus Aurelius Meditations, Book 4, Paragraph 24. Democritus has said, "Do few things if you would enjoy tranquility. May it not be better to do the necessary things, and what the reason of a creature intended by nature to be social prescribes, and as that reason prescribes? For this brings not only the tranquility from doing right, but also from doing few things. For if one removes most of what we say and do as unnecessary, he will have more leisure and less interruption. Wherefore, on each occasion, he should remind himself, is this not one of the necessary things? And he should remove not actions merely that are unnecessary, but imaginations also. For in this way, superfluous actions, too, will not follow in their train." Okay, so this is a new idea. I don't think we've seen anything like this in the meditations up until now. I could not help but associate, when I read this, to Thoreau in Walden in the chapter Where I Lived and What I Lived For, which is often quoted. So I'll read the surrounding context. But you'll know the part that's always quoted. He says, "Our life is frittered away by detail. An honest man has hardly need to count more than his 10 fingers, or in extreme cases, he may add his 10 toes and lump the rest. Simplicity, simplicity, simplicity. I say, let your affairs be as 2 or 3 and not 100 or 1,000. Instead, 1,000,000, count 6 and keep your accounts on your thumbnail. In the midst of this chopping sea of civilized life, such are the clouds and storms and quicksands and the 1,001 items to be allowed for that a man has to live. If he would not founder and go to the bottom and not make his port at all by dead reckoning, and he must be a great calculator indeed who succeeds. Simplify, simplify. Instead of 3 meals a day, if it be necessary, eat but 1. Instead of 100 dishes, 5, and reduce other things in proportion." So when I was reading that, I associated to a Mishnah, well, I guess a Brisa in the 6th chapter of Pirkei Avos. And I don't know if anyone actually says an interpretation in this way, but I associated to the Mishnah that says, such is the path of Torah, kaki darko shel Torah. You know, actually, I didn't get the Hebrew up. I just translated it in English here. Is there a copy close by? Give me 1 second. I'll say it in English while I'm looking it up in Hebrew. Such as is the path or the way of Torah. You will eat your bread with salt. You will drink your water in measure. You will sleep on the ground and you will live a life of suffering, but you will toil in Torah. So in Hebrew, this is in Avos 6:4, which is Kaki Darka Shel Torah. Pas b'melech tochal u'maim b'mesura tishte v'al ha'arts tishan v'chayet sa'ar tichye v'atorah ata amel. Yeah, so the Mefarshim that I did see said that this is not advocating a life of asceticism. It's not saying you should do this. It's saying that you should be willing to even endure this. But what I'm wondering here is whether there's a relationship between that brisa and the type of advice that Marcus Aurelius is giving here, namely that by simplifying your life and reducing the amount of tasks that you're involved in or that you deem necessary, and reducing the amount of superfluities of, like, you know, extra things that you partake in, then that will, I guess, streamline your focus on what is actually important and on your training. You know, your whether it be your Stoic training or your Torah training or your Mishlaic training. And when I was thinking about it in this framework, I associated to advice that was given to me by, I don't remember what his title was, but the chief magician of Hawaii. I'm not exactly sure. So when I was a little kid, then I was from the ages of, I think, 6 until my teenage years, until maybe like 11 or 12, I was very involved in magic, in sleight of hand and illusions and all that other stuff. And my grandfather was a magician. And so he introduced me to the head of the Magician Society of Hawaii, Jimmy Zukimura. And Jimmy Zukimura gave me advice that has served me very well in many areas of life. He said, and I don't remember how old I was. I feel like I must've been maybe 8 or 9, he said, "It's better
to learn how to do one magic trick very well than 10 tricks poorly. Okay. And I remembered that and I took it to heart and I've tried to live based on that. Clearly, those who have learned with me know that I have a hyper focus on certain areas like Mishle, or Tehillim, and I'm trying to learn those areas well. When I could be using that time to get a smattering of all these other things that I do and learn in a less excellent manner. All of these pieces of advice boil down to the same thing, which is, if you simplify, you cut out unnecessary responsibilities, you cut out unnecessary worries, it will allow you to not only have more tranquility, but to actually pursue excellence in the few things that you do focus on in your life. And I think that's good advice all around, not just for Stoics. That is it for today's episode. If you've gained from what you've learned here today and would like to support my production of even more Torah content, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeweis, link in the description. And I was thinking about this also, 2020 has brought a lot of stress, but also a lot of reduced costs, and I don't know about you, but I was thinking, like, there's certain things, for example, that I used to go to the movies every once in a while, and now that's not a thing anymore, and I was thinking, if you are a listener to this podcast or any of my podcasts, and you used to go to the movies and you used to spend, I don't know, let's say $15, $30 a month in movies, and now that money is freed up. So if you've gained from this content, maybe be a, become a patron, maybe become a $10 or $15 patron, even a $3 patron, because hopefully what we've been doing here has been at least as valuable as the occasional pre-COVID movie. So having said that, thank you to my listeners for listening, and thank you to my patrons for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.